So the Gemara brought three things. Rav Chisda brought three things where the names have changed, and there are very practical daf kaminas. So Rabbiya af onu noimer. I'm going to tell you some other ones where we found that the people's the colloquial usage of these names has changed. That's significant in halacha. So Hovlila Bekasi, Bekasi is Hovlila. In halacha, there's the
cow
has different parts, different stomachs, different parts of stomachs, different stomachs and different parts of stomachs with names. So the keres, the end of the keres is something called the besikosis, and from the besikosis it goes into the hamses. Now, what, in English, one's called the mesim, one's called the abomasim. I don't know which one's which in the English. But so the halacha is, if a machet is found in the base of kosis, it is that it's. I'll bring the halacha in a second. My nafkamina. What's nafkamina? The machet shenim says, but every base of kosis, mesadechad is ksherim, mishneitzonim is treifim. However, in the ham says, even mitzadechad is treifim. So once upon a time, they refer to the basic choices as the Bekasi, and the Ham says it's Hovlila. So if I say, if you found the Machet, the first one come to the Rav, asked the Shaila, he said, well, we opened up the Bam, we found the Machet, and the basic Kasi, you say, so he asked him, did it go all the way through? He said, no, it didn't go all the way through. He said, okay, Kosh. You found it in the Hovlila, you say, Trek. Now you got to be very careful, because now they switch the usage. So they come and tell you that you found the Machet, basic choices. Really means you found the machet in the Bekasi, means you found the machet in the Hamses, and the one side is off is treif. Amar Vashi, if one number, I would add one more. Bubble is bursiv. Bursiv is bubble. People have changed the colloquial usage referring to which section of the country is called bubble, which section is called bursiv. They switched it around. Why is that important? My nafkamina is lugite noshim. Rashi says Tupshatim and what Gitin Noshim is. First, what Rashi says is Chazal have given us a Masara that when a person brings a get from Medinas Hayam to Eretz Yisrael, he needs to say Bifanei Neftam, Bifanei Neftam, to testify that in order to alleviate, you know, Merz Machlokes, whether its purpose is to function as a Kiyum, because the chances of finding Edim. To verify the signatures is minimal, so the shliach by saying there's only one aid, the chachamim would accept that like two aidim. That's a verification of the signatures. Alternatively, the purpose is to say that he was there, and therefore they can, the bezin would be able to clarify that it was lishma, not lishma. So chazar mechayev of the shliach to say it. Means in other words, they're mechayev sheikh to be there. Mechayev the sheikh to be there. They could ask, did the sufferer speak out? He's writing lishma, etc., etc., etc. Well, in Babel, they were b'kiyam lishma. The Gemara says they knew that the halacha you have to write lishma. There was no need to testify. There was lishma. So you don't see the current that mandomer. You do not need to say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. That's only true in Babel, not in Bursiv. Nowadays they switch around the names of the usage of the countries, so bringing a get from what's nowadays called bubble would require a person to say b'chanin t'parin etam. That's the more saying. That's what first Rashi says. Second shot is it's the geya. You have to write in the get. You have to write shem iro b'shem iro. So nowadays they switch around the names of. Tosa says bubble is not a city; it's a country, and there's no requirement of writing countries in the get. That's Tosfos' problem with Rashi Shepshat. That's a Rashi. Umay Shofar. The Ketanim Bahahidr Mechemer. In Rebbe Chemer's version, you cannot be metalted neither the Shofar nor the Chatzitzus. So, my Shofar, the Ketanim Bahahidr Rebbe Chemer, the Misa Bo the Chatzitzus. You mentioned Shofar before Chatzitzus. The Yisur would say that it's also. Now we should have a problem. Kiva the Tani, Ein Metaltan as a Shofar. So the Torah, let me see the Chatzitzus. The Chol Shkein. If he can't move a shaver, which has potentially has a has another usage of using it for water, we said it's not acceptable. So kal v'chomer, you cannot use, you cannot move a chatzitzus, which is has no other usage. However, a royal legamei about the tinnik, a chatzitzus is a kal v'chomer. So why to write it as such? The answer is al shaver the tana reisha hu chatzitzus. In that brisa, the Tana was using the word shefer to refer to what was originally known as chatzitzus, and chatzitzus the Tana Yibaseva, who shefer, the Tana Shmaukir Rav Chista. The names have changed, like Rav Chista says, that nowadays, colloquially, a shefer was used to refer to what's really a chatzitzus, and vice versa. Shefer Shavash Hashanah, in Taikan Ela Be'osa Sha'am Karen Ha'om Ha'am Ha'orat Karen Chatzitzus. But who's sharper? You have to use what the people, the masses refer to as a chatzitzus is really the halachic sharper. In bo am oretz lishal b'meyutaka, you better be careful to tell him armen lo b'chatzitzus. If you tell him b'sharper, he's going to blow the wrong thing. Shitzavos psila lalulav v'alashalah is ogol. Mekanah Shalom is Lavan, Amr Mitzvah. The same stuff is different than the Rabbis. So you should know, when a person asks you nowadays what are you supposed to use, you should say a Tzipzifa, because a Tzipzifa means the halachic Arava. If you would say Arava, people would take it to mean the halachic Tzipzifa. Pesara Mitzvah, how you current the Gadol Pesara, or the Katana Pesara. So, the original usage was Pesara was larger and Pesarta was smaller. V'achshav is Nishtana. Nowadays it's switched around and Afghan is the Mechel Kamemker. Af-Ono, the Rabbi says, Af-Ono, Yuchel Mahoysev out of Rav Chista, Lord Meshagam, Zen Nishtana. There's other things which have changed. The Rabbi says, the one that he says changed is Huvlila. Mitchilo Hayikar and the Hemsis Huvlila. The Besakos is Bekasi. So they refer to the Hemsis. I think Hemsis is the Abba Mesim and the basic question is the end of the Mesim. And now it's changed. The Hemsis whose stomach the basic question it's the next stomach after the basic question. Osi Sagalgal and it's round, coming kada like a ball. Secha klipas klipas harbe, it has layers. Kagalgal shabakayim. Recurrent sin fill but daifna dakmai, but the wall is very thin. I'm not sure exactly what the klipas. Klipas has like a very textured inside, like the gagal rechayim, which is very bumpy. Mesakosis is sefer keres shekaron panza. That's the end of the mesa. V'yesh ba'ovi shekaron duvlum. It's thick. V'sefer also kimin kois. And inside, it's shaped like a kais. Obviously, a kais is daifen kfula udavuka akfalim zeb zeb shuman. And it sort of falls over towards itself. So, since it falls over towards itself, therefore, when a macha which goes through mitzarech, only one shalnikim ela echa min akfalim cherish chaver soismai. It's kosher because the other one lies against it. And closes up the hole, so it's like a fold. So there's a hole. If there's a machet here, but the next piece over here is pushing against it, keeping it closed. And you based on it. Sheikhu shneim, it goes all the way through. To both of them, it's treif. Basic crisis. The ikal lefluge bein side echel l'shnei tzadim. You can make that difference between in a basic crisis halachically between one or two sides. Even though you cannot see the hole on the outside, it only went through part of the from the inside of the hemsis. We find a machet. It doesn't puncture all the way through to the outer wall. It's still treif. It's a very thin doifen. It's hard to say that that's going to keep it totally closed. And when there's already a puncture through part of the wall. So even though it didn't go all the way through, it went through partially the outer wall is not thick enough to function as a closure on it. That different, it's a treifa. The Kamerlan B'nai Babel has become Shesarach to get Lishma. B'nai Babel are familiar with the law of Lishma. And we assume all of them wrote Lishma, but maybe get Misham Ein Sarach Lerman Fanenza Paranechtam. You do not need, therefore, to say Fanenza Paranechtam, because we pass them like Rabbah, that the reason why they said it was because of Lishma. And the Babel does not, we know that they wrote Lishma. B'nai Sharos says Ein B'kiyan B'tzarach. Other places need to say, you need to say for another one another because they're not Bikin. Now, Ba'ashav b'nei bursav he b'bavol, b'bavol shal ashav he bursav, they switch around. Hey, my yours, can I read about Alma? Why is it called bursav? Bor sha'api. Sh'not lumeimav. It's a pit which its water has been removed. It's an empty pit. So bursav is an empty place of empty emptiness. They don't have any knowledge. Okay, so nowadays when you say Babel, you mean the area which is Bursa, which are not Bikim Lishma. You better say Bifanetam if you're coming from Babel. But Niyama, that's the Pshat here from his Rebbeim. So Grashi, I say the Pshat is Nafkamina, the Kedin Hashem, Lenin, Shina, Shma, Yushma, Vashimira, Vashimira, Apostle, Tzarek, Litu, Shem, Shalashim. You have to write the current name, not the original name. So I want to be a purist and a historian. And I want to write that this is, I'm from Bovel, because I would like to, you know, but nowadays people refer to that section as Bursev, you have to write Bursev. Okay.
Can I ask, in the case of the shofar and the tzatzur, is it flipped again?
Nowadays, yeah. We don't really have it as a color, we don't really use the name. And, in other words, they spoke Hebrew. And they refer to something, we don't speak about it. You know, we don't live in a world where they, you know, so we just have the halachic usage. That's where we get our name from. So halachically we use it as a shofar.
If the Mishnah verse says use a shofar.
He means a halachic shofar, yeah.
Not the
usage of the Gemara, right.
Do we have any record historically of how and when these things happen?
No. I mean, I don't, I'm not
especially
aware.
Especially something that is such significance.
And Sifsefon Arava, right, the same thing, right. It was a colloquial usage, which once, you know, it's interesting because they it was a Gemara, so they remained in Bovel. But you know, Rukhisa was in Masber, something which it reflected in a Braisa, means it was already an issue back in Eretz Yisrael. You know, that at some point in time, the people just started using it. I'm sure that the rabbis weren't happy because it would be so confusing to people.
And the distinctions are something critical.
Right.
Either you fulfill them as you don't fulfill them. It's like a big table, little table. You know, you can worry about that.
Yep.
And using the right thing to blow from Rosh Hashanah also.
Mm-hmm. Hajj and Lofim and Malikins of the Mishnah. Okay. So, just a short introduction to this section of the Perek. Besides the Malacha of Mavasha, which the Iker discussion of Halacha of Bishul will be here later in the Perek. Besides that, Chazal added a few different Halachas to protect a person from potential Bishul. We're familiar with three. One of them is the Halachas of Shehiya, of leaving an item on the stove going into Shabbos. That's called Shehiya. There's also something called Chazara, which is taking it off on Shabbos and returning it back. And the third one is Hatmona, which is taking an item, you know, hot food stuff, and insulating it to be able to eat it on Shabbos. The Perek, according to most Rishonim, this is the Shehiya, Chazara, and Hatmona are three distinct halachic concepts. Each one has its own rules. Rashi will see that lumps and Shehiya and Hatmana together. We mentioned it before already. Rashi seems to see that Shehiya and Hatmana are basically one concept. That's what we're going to be dealing with, the laws of Shehiya and Chazara. The halacha that Chazal said you need to, you have certain limitations what you're allowed to maintain on the stove. The question is, what exactly is, what are we concerned about? In general, the issue is either we're concerned about Shem Yichata, that we're afraid if you don't do something to remind the person might come and do, take some action to try and stir up the coals, thereby potentially cooking the item on Shabbos, and thereby potentially doing over the malacha of ma'avir, of making a fire on Shabbos. Alternatively, there's another issue, is that certain scenarios look like a person is cooking, even though it's not really cooking anything. It looks, it's Mexican Mavashal, and Mexican Mavashal will eventually translate in the person's mind that you're allowed to cook, and then you're going to eventually actually really cook, and that's a problem. So Mexican Mavashal was also because it might come eventually to cooking. So those are the two primary concerns which Chazal were worried about, and they created a whole system of halachas called Shehi and Chazar. So the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is going to differentiate. This Mishnah is going to differentiate between 2 points, four points. Okay. Issue number one is what type of oven are we talking about? There are three types of ovens which existed in the Zman Chazal. Something known as a kira. Something known as a kupach. Something known as a tanner. Tanner had the most intense heat. It only was large enough to hold. It wasn't. You didn't put anything on top of it. You put inside of it, and it had a very narrow opening on top to let out, just let out the smoke, etc. But basically, it retained the heat very well and had thick walls. That's a tanner. Kira was much more open, and you'd put the pot on top of it, not inside of it. And it had space to put two pots on top. So that made it much larger, much more opening for heat to escape, and therefore it was the least intense of all of them. And a kupach only had opening for one pot on top, so its heat loss was not as great as a kira, but it was not as intense as a tanner. So the first issue we have to differentiate was what type of oven are we talking about, what type of stove are we talking about, a kira, a kupach, or a tanner. Next issue is what type of fuel we're talking about. Well, you're talking about straw and something like that which doesn't really make too much of a coal. It burns quickly, etc. That's it. You're talking about something which leaves an ember there which could be stirred. That's the second issue, is what type of fuel are you using. The third issue is what type of things are you putting on top of it. What are you talking about? Water? Are you talking about water which just, not so much to do about the water, it stays hot. The more you stir it up, the more water boils out. Or you're talking about a foodstuff which would cook potentially more, but you need to finish the cooking. And the fourth issue is that we're talking about Shia or Chazara. The Mishnah is going to talk about all of these issues. Sakira was Shisikua Bekasha Begavava. You heated it up with straw and stubble. Straw is the, after you've threshed and you've removed the kernel from the stalk, that's referred to as straw. Stubble is that which is left in the field, which you, when you cut it down, you didn't cut it down all the way by the ground, you cut it down above the ground, so later on you can go back and take that out and use that for animal feed, etc. It's called gavava. So those things are things which burn very quickly, don't really leave too many embers, and therefore nursing allowed tavshul, you're allowed to leave. You're allowed to be nursing allowed tavshul. Okay, you're allowed to put a pot on it. Whether we're talking about putting a pot out there on Erev Shabbos to go into Shabbos, we're talking about returning a pot to it on Shabbos. Not clear. We'll see as we proceed in the Gemara.
The fact it doesn't have there's too many embers. I understand. Is that a demonstration that he doesn't want to rush to the cooking, or is it that you're not going to be mavir?
The chances of Shem Yechata are minimal because you can't really be mechata anything. There's nothing to stir up. It burns and it's done. Stirring up works when you have something which will turn. You originally light it. You get your flame. Then the flame dies down, and you have a coal. You want to increase the heat. You stir it, and it creates a flame again. So that's what Shem Yechat will do for you. Over here, when it's burning, it's burning, and when it's finished burning, it's ash. Now, however, begefes ubeitzim, so if it's you heated it with eitzim, with wood, gefes was the Rashi says the pselus of shumshamin. After you crush them and got out the oil, so you have this mass, biodegradable mass. You have this mass which is quite flammable, but also it's a thick, you know, it's a mush of crushed sesame seeds, etc. It you can heat it and it'll last for quite some time. So over there, lo yitain, you may not put it again. We haven't clarified. But do we mean putting it means putting the Erev Shabbos going to the Shabbos, or means returning it there on Shabbos after you've taken it off? Asher yigrof, you can only allow to do this. Whatever this word yitain means, you're allowed to do it either if you've had grifa or shitin aseif, either you've removed the fuel, you've been garf, you've swept it out. That's the act of grifa. Or ashita deva, you've covered it over with a layer of ash, Rashi learns that the purpose over here is to take away the heat, heat source, and therefore it's no longer a moisif hevel, and because there's an aloha, you can't be matmin something which is moisif hevel from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. So we're talking about leaving from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. This is a moisif hevel. By doing this, it's no longer a moisif hevel. Tosha says, even if you cover it with a layer of ash on top, it's still moisif hevel. It still adds heat. You still have the coals down there on the bottom, which are adding heat. This cannot be the issue of moisif hevel. It's not the issue over here. This is an independent issue. We'll get to the next parak, and we'll see the Mishnah makes a list of things which are moisif hevel. The amount of heat which they add, you know, their own natural ability to add heat is much less heat than you're going to get in this oven, even after you've covered it with ash. So this is a separate halacha of the hatmona is when the item is directly into it. Here you're talking about something that's above it. That's not hatmona anyway. This is a separate halacha called shehiyah. Now, what are you allowed to put there? Rishayim Armin, whatever this halacha b'yitei means, is Armin Chamin Abolei Tavshel. You're allowed to leave hot water there, but you can't put any food stuff there because the concern of the person wanting to heat it up is still a problem. Now, it means even though you regarif it, Rama says you regarif it, Gavaldin, about what are you worried about? Yitei is Afer, I understand. Yitain Afer acts as, according to, let's say, all the Rishonim, acts as a reminder. If you want heat, you don't cover it with something which is blocking the heat. The fact that you're blocked with the heat indicates that you're sort of agreeable that it shouldn't be so hot. So Bisham says it acts as a reminder, indication of that you're not so worried about it, you know, the heat. Bisham says, even so, listen, you know, if it's there, you might stir it up. Okay. So buy hot water, which all you're going to accomplish by doing that is boiling out more water. No, not going to do. Food, you need to cook it some more, so you might do. But garf, what are you worried about? The Rambam says, even when you're garf, you never can get all of it out. That's how the Rambam understands. The Balamor, because it is kasha, says that garf means not that you were garf it out of the oven, it means you were garf it to the side. So normally you don't move it all to the side. You can't cook well like that. So, but then it's a concept of a hecker. So it's a hecker already, so there's always a possibility that you might forget yourself and move it back, spread it out again evenly. Therefore, according to Balamor, it comes out, had you shoveled all of it out, so there'd be more to actually, even according to Beshama. Besalormim, Chaman, Vitavshal, both Chaman and Tavshal are permitted. Beshamarim, Noitlin, Abolim, Machzirin, Besalormim, Af, Machzirin. Beshama says this halacha, that I permitted Chaman, says Tavshal, I can't do anything with it. That which I permitted Chaman was to leave it there, but once you take it off, you can't put it back. He still says you're allowed to take it off and put it back. Rashi, Kiro Asuya came to there. It was made like a pot, the shape of a pot. Menosin Kedera L'Secha. You can put a Kedera. The Morris actually say you can put a Kedera on top or inside of it. kasha is novus hashibalim. That's the tail of the kernels. That's the straw. Gavava is hanigva minasara ish tubla, your stubble. Gavis pselas shal shum shemin shahit yishmonim. It's actually, well, one person says it's actually pselas of olives also, the same thing. Which you got, you already took out the oil, you have this mass left over. At Yigrav, Hakicholim, you have to take all, out the coals. Mishum the mice of Hevel, because it, otherwise it's adding heat. Tam Prishna Perik, the Leil, Shemi Chad the Kicholim. And that's what we explained in the previous Perik, the Isser of Hatmona is because Shemi Chad the Kicholim. Now, actually, with the issue over here, Rashi is saying we're talking about the issue of Hatmono in a Moshe of Hevel and Erev Shabbos. The more doesn't say Shemi Kala B'Kolma and Moshe Shemi Yapa B'Remes. And the more says, and what's wrong with that? Shemi Gechata B'Kolma. And that might come to be Mechata B'Kolma. So Rashi just went all the way to the end of the issue. Well, this, I guess, is the Remes. You know, this is your hadash. Rashi says, "Efer agabi gecholim lekaseisim ulitzadonam." You have to put efer on top, and it will cool it off. So again, Rashi is learning that it has to actually cool it off. So putting a minimal amount, which I just ask as a reminder, if it doesn't really cool it off, it's not going to be valid. So in other words, nowadays our equivalent of the putting the ash, the covering with ash, is our blech. So it's one thing you put this thick blech on top. So it's a halachic blech because it blocks some of the heat. You know, you put a layer of aluminum foil, 0.01 of an inch thick. It doesn't affect any of the heat. It's not mitzana. It doesn't cool it off. The kind of Rashi would be a problem. Maybe with the halachically, Rashi basically is not acceptable, but the mahalachabal, the poskim is not like Rashi. Tosis, the Rashi, the Tvor, the Rashi, the Ramban, Rosh, Shulchan Aruch, you know, Rashi is not accepted in halacha. Okay. B'shemer minosin alav chamen achar shagrafa. After you've done grifa or Morrison could refer to putting the afer is also known as ketuma. That's a phrase, grufo ketuma, because ketuma is the name for ash. You've covered it with ash. So after you've done this act of either grufo or ketuma, you're allowed to put hot water on top. It doesn't need to cook anymore. It's heated up and it's hot. So what? They're not worried about shemi yichat. He needs it to cook. He wants it to cook. He might come to stir it up, and therefore, he wants more heat in order to cook it up, to cause it to cook. Inami, people will look at this as you're doing an act of bishul. And Mishami says, "No, lemasiron the Shabbos the Mesikim of Ashur." So the problem of Chazora, Rashi says, you see a person putting a pot on Shabbos onto the oven. Well, he took it off, but people's mind, he's putting a pot on the oven. It means you're allowed to cook. Mesikim of Ashur looks like cooking. Mesikim hol begorif. Since it's garif, he still says you're allowed to return it. That's not where you cook. You don't cook on something which is garif. So, like the more you let around with the halachas of chazara, what's a valid way to do chazara, you're allowed to return it. So it looks like you're really just, they chazal were worried about Mexican mavashal. They created the fact that A, it's garif. Well, minerais, you need the thing should be fully cooked. Otherwise, you deal that you actually are really dealing with it, bishul shayla. You're actually taking it which is not cooked and putting it on the oven and cooking it. No, it's fully cooked, it's still hot, but besides that, it's garuf, so that doesn't look like it's cooking, and you did it in such a way where it's clear to people you're just really continuing the original act, not making a new act of putting it there. Okay, now, I point out in the Mishnah, when it says the word lo yitain, it's not a very clear lashon. Lo yitain means lo yitain before Shabbos. It means lo yitain on Shabbos. What does it mean? Yibor lehu mahai lo yitain. What does it mean? That lo yachzahu, it means don't return it. Avalisha is mashin alfa bishen agar venakotin. Means you may not put it there on Shabbos. You cannot return it there on Shabbos unless you have grufa ketumah, etc. But means shehiya, leaving it there from before Shabbos, which is nothing midraisa. That's okay, totally okay. That's mutter even though it's not grufa ketumah. And therefore, and who is the tana of the Mishnah be if that's pshat the Mishnah? Money is chananya hi. Then the tana of the Mishnah is chananya. The tanya which we had before in the first parak, chananya armor. Kol shu kamachal ben drusoy, mutter lishes hagavikira. As long as it's cooked already, kamachal ben drusoy. Machlokes v'shanim, very important. Machlokes v'shanim, machlokes v'shanim. Well, machlokes what machlokes v'shanim means. Whatever machlokes v'shanim means, it means half cooked or third cooked, whatever it means. So it's now edible. So is the point? Therefore, halachically, whatever you're doing after is not the rice is not bishul. The malacha bishul is taking something which is inedible and making it edible. Making it more edible is not the malacha bishul. So once it's cooked back on the soil, because I really weren't really worried. Or no, there is a malacha bishul till it's fully cooked. There's a malacha bishul, but since it's cooked back on the soil, in people's minds, the need to do more to it is minimal. So Chazal were only worried about it. He says, "Yeah, I'm not going to." It's cooked already. It's edible. So he says, "Mutal Yisrael Sagabi Kira." You're allowed to leave on the Kira going into Shabbos. Alpha Pish and a Garif in a Kotel. That's one way to understand the Mishnah. A demolicious Tanan. Maybe the correct understanding of the word of Yita means don't put it there before Shabbos to leave it there going into Shabbos. The Garif a Kotel in Eloi Loi. The kolshkin lahachzer. There's an isra of shehiya besides isra of chazar. So what you're going to end up with is the mechalek v'shanim. Whether you pass in the like chananya or like the chacham argan chananya, and there's an isra of shehiya or not. So Tosfos and the rush passes like chananya. So mikra din, you're allowed to leave something going into food which is cooked to one third or one half cooked, you're allowed to leave on the oven going into Shabbos without doing anything. So I'm allowed, mikra din, according to the rush, I'm allowed to take a pot of soup and leave it there on an open flame going into Shabbos, as long as the soup is cooked. It's not a problem. The Ramah follows the rush. The Rif and the Rambam Paskin that there's an isra of shehiya, so I'm not allowed to do that. I must cover the fire to be allowed to go into Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rif and the Ramba. The language of the Rosh is Kleisel has already been doing like Hananya. We're not going to stop that. Now the Bir Lach understands that means really you shouldn't do it. Really, that's not really the Ikr Psak Halacha, but we're not going to stop you. So it means if somebody is coming to ask what to do, we tell them you must cover your fire during the Shabbos. The Chazanish argument says no, that the Rosh is saying that the decision was not to worry about it. That's what Kleisel has been doing, we're not going to change it. So that there's no Mila, according to the Rosh, of covering it. There's no need at all to cover it. Okay. Toshma, let's bring a raya, how to understand the Mishnah. Now, the issue over here, we know there are two shitas out there. The question is, what is the Mishnah talking about? It's talking about Shehiya, like the Chacham, it's talking about Chazara, like Chanan. Toshma, Mishtani Trey Bavi, B'mastisit. We learn further in the Mishnah. It says, Beishamai says, what are you allowed to leave the Chacham and Tav Shadra? And then Beishamai and Beisil discuss, Noel and Abolai Machzirin. So, now, the first part of the Mishnah is referring to Shehiya. So, I understand the Mishnah. So, if it's Kash and Gebaba, you're allowed to do Shehiya on on anything, you know, even tashel, even foodstuffs. The gavas of eitzim, lo yasha, you cannot do shiyachi, you grow actually to safer. You have to grow for ketuma. Umahin masha, what are you allowed to leave there? Bishamim, ermin, mechamim, lo tashel, bishamim, maf tashel, chamim, tashel. Then the Mishnah continues and says, kehecha the pligi, belisha is pligi nami belahachzer. And there's a second machlok, what do you do? Can you return it? So Bishamim says, you can only be masha chamim. And even chamim, which is allowed to be masha, if you take it off, you can't return it. Bishamim says, you're allowed to be masha chamim and tavshul. And not only that, not only are you allowed to be masha, but if you take it off, you can return it. So if you learn the Mishnah Mashiach, we understand all the steps of the Mishnah. If you understand the Mishnah Lahachzer, so let's go through the Mishnah. So you're allowed to be noisten, which means you're allowed to take it off and put it back on. You're allowed to put it back on, even a foodstuff. You're allowed to take it off on Shabbos and put it back on. Well, you actually cannot do chazara. Actually, you could watch it in Afer. Okay, you only can do chazara until you do groove and ketumah. What are you allowed to return? So, b'shem remember chamin abul tavshul. So, to leave it there before Shabbos, chamin and tavshul according to b'shem. Once you took it off, you cannot put chamin back. You cannot put tavshul back. Chamin okay, but not tavshul. B'shem remember chamin and tavshul. You're allowed to do chazara of chamin and tavshul. Now, the last part of the mission, b'shem remember not l'na abul machzir. He's referring to Tavshil, right? Hashalomali, what do we need it for? We already told you that. It's a repetition. So obviously the mission is referring to Shehi and Nachazar. Let's see Rashi. Kotam. Hanum Nosan Efer Agabi Cholam. The offer is Matargamin Kitma. So Efer is the Targum of the word Efer is Kitma. So Ketuma is another word for putting Efer. Shay Bobby, Bisham Armin Khaman Makulu, Mr. Tana Baba Khita, Nightland Balamasir, and there's the case of leaving certain things there, but Khaman Tavshal being yitain, whatever the word yitain means. And there's another case of it says Nightland and Mahzir. So Kor, if he says about Shihiya Mahim Mashin Bagarfakatum, Khaman Tavshal only Khaman. Then they argue also the Gnome of Hachzer as a mutter, lishes, whatever you're allowed to leave there, could go in Chaman the Bishamai. The Chaman Tavsha Bishillel, can you return it? Bishamai says, no, Bishillel says, yes. Aliyah Rit Lahachzer Tanan, Tzachik Tani, Klamar Karna, Hachim and Farsha. This is how you don't have to learn the ratio of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing Chazara already. Shehi Yogs and Tehetel says, do whatever you want. But Chazara, Kasha Gubava, yes. Gavaz and Eitzim, Bishami says, no, the mission says you need Gar for Kaltim. And even then, you only allowed to do Chazara and Chaman, says Bisham. Bishami says, once it's true that it's Gar for Kaltim, you can do Chazara and Chaman and Tavshul. So Bisham remembers, not Lim Lim Achzir, and Akar Ha Tavshul Kaimi, the Hashar B'Chaman. Now Bishami already said in the ratio, according to this, that you're allowed to do chazara on chamin. So it says, don't do chazara at the end. It's referring to tavshul. So you already told me that. Hazalabali. Totally reisha. Abul tavshul. You already told me you cannot do chazara on tavshul. So clearly the Mishnah must be referring to shehiya, not chazara. I can really tell you that the Mishnah is discussing lahachzer. You're going to have to say, well, Kusur Mechzabal Chikitani, this is how you learn the mission. There's another step in what the mission is talking about. Kira Shisiko, Bakasha Gubava, Machzirin Aleha, Kasha. If you're allowed to do Chazorah, take it off and put it back on Shabbos, since it's Kasha Gubava, it's not really, people don't perceive it as a Taner, and Chazorah is permitted. There's nothing to do there. Pashas, let's say you have an oven which would click off, and even though it's still hot, you're allowed to do chazara. It's like that's not worse than the kash and gavava. You know, you have timers nowadays. You know, begavs of eitzim lo yachzer achi yigrav achi tazayfer. Gevus Eitzim, you cannot do Chuzorah until it's Guf HaKetumah. And once it's Guf HaKetumah, you could do Chuzorah. Abel Lishois, it's Mashal B'Shein HaGor B'Shein HaKotzim. But now this is the Chuzorah Mashal, but Shehiya is permitted even with HaGor HaKotzim. And Umohein Mashin, but once you're telling you Shehiya is permitted, Shamar M'tcham and Abel HaTavsh, B'Shalom M'tcham and B'Tavsh. So Beishamai says that which I permit Shehiya has limitations, Vesilis has no limitation. And then that which I mentioned, the issue of Chazor, the Reish, at the beginning of the Mishnah, La Divrei Kol Hi, Ela Mechoz Beishamai Tzilul, Shebeishamai Tzilul, Beishamai Tzilul. So I have a way to learn to read the Mishnah that it could fit with saying that Shehiya is permitted. And the discussion of our Mishnah is Chazor, like Chanan. Now that is definitely bending over backwards a little bit. To be in Mekayim, Chanan is Pshat of the Mishnah. Right? Now, to say, I'm reading the Mishnah and say, listen, about this. Maybe the Mishnah means there's, why should I say that if I have no real, if there's nothing compelling me to say that, I have no, I'm not going to say that. If I want to, if I hold the Chananya as the halacha, and I really would like the Mishnah to fit with Chananya, so I feel compelled to find a way to make the Mishnah fit with Chananya. But if I hold Chananya as not the halacha anyway, and the Mishnah doesn't say that, why am I bending over backwards to say that maybe the Mishnah means Chananya? So that's where one of the rayas to the Rishon, you know, the Rishonim bring that we pass on like Chananya, in order to make the Mishnah is trying to make the Mishnah shtim. It's a Rashi. Lelo men mecha lahasa tzanan abila lisha is abisha and a gar of his shari. Shehi is mutzah even though it's not gar. Hachzor the kamer lecha. Then the Gemara comes back and says, the Mishnah comes back and says that chazor which I said lo yachsha sheigrav chi garf mi yashari grief and makes it mutzer. You should know a lot of difficulty. The Bishamah Lissriya Lehu. Bishamah does not hold of Chazor. Okay, I just want to tell you Tezu here raises a problem. Rebbe Elchanan has a problem. The loss of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Lo yitein achi yigroif or achi yitein sefer." See, if it's referring to putting it there, so yitein means chazara, right? So we're talking about doing chazara on Shabbos. So the Mishnah loss is you shouldn't be noisin until you're garif, until you are garif. And it says in loss of osin. It doesn't say lo yitein achi it's garif with there is a nesina sefer before Shabbos. So Mishnah sounds like you're saying go do it. You can't put it there until you do this. I can't do this on Shabbos. So Tosis is because of that. And other writers also. Tosis is Mechanis. There's a loch of Chazor on Erev Shabbos. If a person takes off an item earlier in the day and he wants to put it back immediately prior to Shabbos, there are lochas of Chazor. Because people's, you know, the Rosh says, because the Zera, in people's mind, you're putting it there in a way, and the definition of close to Shabbos means, had the pot not been hot, it takes, let's say, half an hour to heat up. Within that half hour window before Shabbos, you cannot put it there. Because people's minds, it's putting there to heat it up on Shabbos, and people's minds, that's called like you're cooking on Shabbos. Next thing you know, the guy's going to put it there on Shabbos. So the halacha of Chazor starts already prior to Shabbos, even though your pot is hot, but people don't know that, necessarily. So people will see a person putting something there 3 minutes before Shabbos. Oy vey, you're cooking on Shabbos, right? Because in people's minds, putting it there, something which would be heating up on Shabbos is an act of, you're making something cook on Shabbos. So, in people's minds, that's all one big mush. They said, you know what? Anything which is immediately prior to Shabbos is aser. Immediately prior meaning the amount of time it would take to take a pot from room temperature to be heated, and whatever your oven is, you know, if your oven is set to 500, it's one thing. Your oven is set to 250, something else, but whatever, you know. How much fuel is there? So there's an Isser. And that's what the Mishnah is referring to. and actually it comes out of chumrah, obviously. Means you want to, you know, right before Shabbos, take something out of the fridge and stick it into the oven, and leaving the oven on. So there's a halacha of chazara. You can't do that. And the Rambam brings down this halacha. You can't do that. You should not do that. He says, unless you have a real tzara. It also creates certain kulas that these halachas of some of the halachas of chazara are referring to specifically this issue. You know, it's. There's no din of Adab Yoroi, there's no din of Daita Lahachzer on this din. You are allowed to take it. If it's Garfa Katzin, you're allowed to put it there. You don't need Adab Yoroi Daita Lahachzer. Adab Yoroi Daita Lahachzer is required on Shabbos. But there are certain kulas. What is it? I forget what it is. There was a case, Taka, which came out a cooler. I remember, I have to look up the case where it comes out a cooler because of it.